your journey now.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Will the whistleblower come forward? Will we see the transcript of the call? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Big questions in the controversy surrounding President Trump's July call with Ukraine's new leader.
He has every step of the way suggested to the American people that he is above the law.
And Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris later today, her fellow Democrats in the House will meet amid a louder call for impeachment. They are demanding to see the whistleblower complaint that led to this. Now, the president insists he did nothing wrong, and it's yet another witch hunt. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
Fox News has confirmed that President Trump personally ordered his staff to freeze close to $400 million in aid to Ukraine in the days before he suggested in a phone call that the new Ukrainian president should investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. President Trump saying yesterday that he may release a transcript of that call.
I hope you get to see the call because your question, you will see, I did not ask for, I did not make a statement that you have to do this or I'm not going to give you aid. I wouldn't do that.
On Thursday, the acting director of national intelligence will testify before Congress about the whistleblower complaint about the president's conversation. Dave?
On John Next Hour, the president will address the UN General Assembly. Iran expected to be a big issue. Britain's Supreme Court has given lawmakers a victory, ruling it was illegal for Prime Minister Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament in his effort to finalize Brexit and leave the European Union. It's going to be harder for lower-polling Democrats to make the November presidential debate stage. They'll need to hit 3% now in 4 approved polls, or 5% in 2 early state surveys, and have 165,000 donors. Tulsi Gabbard questions the process, telling Fox,
is the DNC just trying to be these gatekeepers in Washington, dictating to voters in the early states, especially like Iowa and New Hampshire, who they are allowed to choose from?
Gabbard is one poll of 2% support or more from qualifying for October's debate, along with 11 other candidates. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There will be a hearing at the House next hour on e-cigarettes after a ninth person died from a lung ailment linked to vaping and a recent outbreak of illnesses affecting hundreds of people. The industry is blending black market products.
The e-cigarette maker Juul is under investigation, according to the Wall Street Journal, by federal prosecutors in Northern California. While the exact nature of the investigation isn't clear, vaping product companies have been more heavily scrutinized lately. Last week, California's Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order meant to reduce vaping among minors, accusing e-cigarette companies of targeting kids with mango and bubble gum flavors.
Folks that are producing those products, they sleep at night knowing what they're doing to destroy the health of the next generation.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Schools are closed in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Karen closes in, full of heavy rain, which could cause flooding, trigger mudslides. This after Puerto Ricans were shaken up last night, literally, by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake centered 50 miles offshore.
The earthquake was felt on most of the island of Puerto Rico and also in the Dominican Republic, which is just to the west of Puerto Rico.
Jessica Turner at the U.S. Geological Survey, no major damage or injuries reported. Wildfires are the worry out west.
Some communities in California losing power as part of preemptive blackouts as the height of wildfire season approaches. Monday night, 24,000 customers in the Sierra Nevada foothills getting unplugged by Pacific Gas and Electric, whose transmission lines were blamed for the deadly fire that nearly destroyed the town of Paradise last year. In Southern California, more than 40,000 Jason warned their power could be shut off because of Santa Ana winds in the forecast. Some are warning the outages create dangers by cutting off communications and power to those, for instance, relying on medical equipment. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Today is National Voter Registration Day. The Champaign County Clerk's Office will be registering voters at four locations. You can register all day at the Clerk's Office, at the Brookings Administration Center, or at the Parkland College Cafeteria from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., from 3 until 6 at the Douglas Branch Library, and from 2 until 4 at the Urbana Free Library. Police are searching for two suspects in connection to burglaries at a Champaign phone store. In all, the loss of merchandise was valued at more than $7,600. One incident occurred at the T-Mobile store at 2504 North Prospect Avenue C. On July 11th at about 1 a.m., a man allegedly smashed the front glass door of the store, went in, took numerous cell phones, and got away. The next day, a second burglary took place at the same T-Mobile store, and in that case, two men entered, looked at phones, and each left carrying a phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Another week, another great and successful grill and chill with Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room. I mean, he made us ribeye sandwiches. Well, next up, how do you top that? Well, Ben's going to get you ready for the Michigan game, and he's going to cook bacon cheeseburgers. Did I say bacon? Yes, bacon cheeseburgers, and you're going to be able to join us. You want to come by our station, 2702 Boulder Drive in Urbana, on Monday, October 7th, to get some tasty burgers and even buy a few for your tailgate. It's grilling and chilling with the U of I Meat Sales Room every Monday on the drive.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
In the studio with us now to be our law enforcement official of September is University of Illinois Sergeant Rachel Ahart. I love your job. I can just feel it.
I do. I love it. I love going to work. I love the change. I don't think I'll ever get bored working there. I, you know, did a few years on patrol, a few years in the detective bureau. Now I'm going back to patrol in a supervisory role, and it's just been fantastic.
What do you want people to know about police in general?
Just that we're there to help you. And I think, you know, sometimes it's very small little things that we do to assist people. Sometimes it's, you know, very, very serious crimes have occurred to people. And that, you know, feeling of wanting to help people is inside pretty much every police officer. And so if we can just work with our community and let them know that, you know, get our faces out there, meet with people, meet with different groups, and really just let our community feel comfortable approaching us, regardless of what the situation is.
Well, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
The veterans of our community have given so much to us, which is why, with your help, Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing is giving back to them. Visit MatexService.com and nominate a veteran to receive a new heating and cooling system. Matex will announce the winner of a new heating and cooling system on Veterans Day, November 11th. For more information about Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and to nominate a veteran, please visit MatexService.com. Feel the difference with Matex.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on FX. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? Spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on FX. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Wednesdays, be there. I will be.
All right, here's your weather forecast, Diane.
Looking good. Partly cloudy conditions, high 80, low 60. We've got a high of 80 tomorrow, low 55. There's a slight chance of morning showers and some clouds. Partly cloudy on Thursday, more pleasant with a high 74, low 54. But we have a chance of rain Friday through Sunday, up to 87 for Monday and Tuesday. All over the place towards the end of the month. Right now, the temperature's at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
what happens in 2020 is not just about the next 4 years or the next 8 years. It's generations to come. And a big part of that decision is going to be made right here in Iowa.
There she is, the possible Democratic nominee, Rachel Sullivan, Fox News Live, Washington, D.C. How you been?
I'm good. How are you, Stevie J?
Fine. Good to have you back. Elizabeth Warren tops the Dems in an Iowa poll. Will she win?
Well, that's the question. We are still a ways away, but if you look at this Des Moines Register CNN poll, she does have 22%, a razor-thin lead over Joe Biden now, 20%, Bernie Sanders at 11, and everyone else drops off into single digits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they looked at why, voters looked at electability. They thought she had a good chance of being elected. They also like her idea of raising taxes on the wealthy and a ban on assault-style weapons. Still, Iowa Democrats not a big fan of the Green New Deal or even Medicare for All. These are all issues that are second tier. But, yeah, she is doing well there. But if you look at the overall polling, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, Joe Biden's still in the lead with 30%, Warren 19, Sanders 16. So you kind of see this being a three-horse race still.
Yeah.
It's just going to depend on how the polling shakes out as we approach the Iowa caucuses.
And of course, Iowa means momentum to New Hampshire and the money and all of those important things. That's why Iowa, I mean, heck, John, what's the guy's name? Congressman John somebody. He's still knocking on doors in Iowa. He didn't make the debate stage. Delaney?
Oh, right. Yeah. Probably, I don't know if it's Delaney was on the last debate. And there's all kinds of congressmen are all over the place that don't even make, they're like not even at 1% that aren't dropping out. But, you know, Cory Booker, the senator, is saying he needs to raise a certain amount of money by X time or he's going to need to possibly drop out. So we could see that. We know that Bill de Blasio went ahead and pulled out. He was at 0%.
He's at
I guess
zero.
He could have gone negative.
He's at zero.
He's out.
Wow. And
zero.
I mean, you know, obviously my ratings interest took a hit when Marianne was bumped and Tulsi Gabbard, I kind of like. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. The next debate, I don't know when. The Republicans are having a debate. Who's Governor Wield? Who else is running on the Republican side?
Well, we have three. There's South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Now, only Walsh and Weld are going to be on the debate stage tonight. Now, this is not exactly a stage. This is Business Insider doing this, and you can only see it online on Business Insider on their Facebook page, actually.
Well, their families will enjoy it, but other than that, nobody's going to see that. So it's not going to be much.
Probably not. Maybe some clips tomorrow, that kind of thing, but no, I would imagine there's not a whole lot of interest and the president won't be there.
All you got to do is pound Donald Trump and CNN will call you. You'll get some airtime that way. That's how you do it. Okay, how do people follow Rachel Sutherland?
At Sutherland Fox. Thank you so much for that.
Always a pleasure, Rachel. Keep up your fine work.
Too.
All right.
Hey, it's more at NayaRestaurant.com.
All right, 8:14. Okay, an offer today. The Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois has the second weekend of the Showcase Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got passes to that. And all you have to do is get $4 or $5 tickets for this is a text in Showcase.
Excellent.
You know how to spell Showcase. 359-2255. Text in Showcase. You get 4 tickets to this. And then if you'll take a selfie of yourself and swing by the studio, we'll hand you a $20 bill.
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole stack of those for Caitlin.
Yeah, I saw the great selfie from Larry. It was a little breezy on Sunday.
Right.
You could tell the wind was flapping on the flags behind him there in Muhammad.
Well, his hair wasn't going everywhere?
He had a hat on.
Oh, okay.
He had it on tight. You can
tell. I got you.
So good stuff happening. ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com for all the details. But it should be a great weekend for that.
Okay. Showcase is what you text in if you'd like 4 free ones for the weekend. I think it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com, and I get you $4 or $5 passes. And if you take a selfie of yourself, come by here, you get $20.
Exactly.
All right. 359-2255, 359-2255, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Bring them on.
That's right.
Bring them in. Here we go. Sports headlines. I'm telling you, I can't remember a baseball season where I was so wrong. I thought the Cardinals were the worst team in baseball history.
It was feast or famine with that team, let me tell you. At least it was feast at the end.
Does it not mirror the St. Louis Blues? They were so bad in November and made an unlikely run. Could the Cardinals do that? I don't know if they can compete with the
I don't know, but
Braves
that would be a story.
I mean, sports year for both teams. I'm rooting for the Cubbies to get in the wild card. So go Cubs on US 105.9 tonight, I believe, against Pittsburgh.
The sixth straight win for the Cardinals, 9-7 over Arizona. Paul Goldschmidt back in Arizona, familiar with the park enough to hit another homer. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Chase Field, the Cardinals scored two in the first, two in the third, two in the fifth, one in the eighth, and two in the ninth inning, and had to hold on to beat the Diamondbacks 9-7. But Ricky, in doing so, the Cardinals have won 90 games.
It wasn't an easy victory for the Cardinals. They needed a lot of offense. Four home runs, including a two-run shot by Paul Goldschmidt, who was celebrated last night in Arizona. Now the Cardinals have to keep pushing as the Brewers are still just 3.5 games back.
Adam Wainwright improved to 14-9, but it wasn't easy getting through the fifth inning.
He wasn't sharp. He just really lost it in the fifth, but good bullpen helped. The Cardinals bent a little bit in the ninth, but Martinez picked up the save.
And the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks by a final of 9-7. Game two in the series tonight, Jack Flaherty against Mike Leake on the air at 7:45.
And then, hello.
You're back.
Thank you.
That's right.
We had Cubs and Pirates in action tonight. And if we keep winning, again, wild card could be for the Chicago Cubs.
It's a long shot. Joe Maddon's job probably depends on it. I'm hoping the Cubbies can win these three in Pittsburgh and see where we stand and go Cincinnati.
Right, Milwaukee at Cincinnati. So we need the Reds to keep winning.
Yep, and we also need Philadelphia to rise up and win 4 in a row against the Nationals. That would knock the Nationals out of it, too.
Okay.
So we got two chances. Not likely, but you can hope.
Exactly. And the Chicago White Sox hosting Cleveland. The Bears over Washington. That final was 31-15. Four turnovers in the game. Mitchell Trubisky, 25-31 for 231 yards. I think Bear fans are thinking he's doing okay, but I think they want more, of course. Who doesn't? And when it comes to those NCAA notice of allegations, our old friend Bill Self at the age of 56 is on the list. At the University of Kansas, it looks like there's three level one violations. Lack of institutional control was the headline. So I will be seeing more of that inside the next few months. There's 90 days to respond to these charges in Kansas. At Sports, I'm Diane.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Come back with more in just a moment. Glad you're listening. This is Tuesday, September 24, ESPN 93.5. Fox Business Minute. How are these markets going to look here in 10 minutes? What's going on? Let's find out. 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, current and former Volkswagen executives are now facing criminal charges related to the VW emissions cheating scandal. German prosecutors are charging the current CEO, Herbert Diess, and two other executives with knowing about the extent of the cheating and how much it would impact the company's finances, but not immediately revealing it to investors, which was equal to stock market manipulation. More Americans were buying used cars from CarMax in the summer quarter. The auto dealer chain says its sales improved. However, cybersecurity company BlackBerry reported a weaker than expected summer quarter. BlackBerry is still losing money. Starbucks fought a tax bill from the European Union and just won its case in Europe. Starbucks argued it didn't receive any special tax treatment and it paid all taxes due. The court agreed. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You do you.
All right, I gave you that offer. Still going. If you want to text in, 359-2255. Text in Showcase. I'll give you four tickets. Showcase, Showcase Parade of Homes, .com. Showcase Parade of Homes this weekend. Final weekend for you. You can get ideas for landscaping. You can get ideas for decorating, building, construction.
Yeah, that gourmet kitchen looks awesome.
Woo!
Urbana has Southridge involved and Conway Farms and Muhammad.
Okay.
ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com. I believe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 10 to 6.
Okay, and it's four tickets for free. And then if you take a selfie of yourself at the showcase, Stevie J will give you a $20 bill. Huh? I think it's worth running by.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a lunch for two. I'll give you $20 on top of that. And again, you have to use them. And then give us some feedback as to what you thought of the Showcase Parade of Homes. So if you text in 359-2255, 359-2255, Showcase is what you text us. And you get four free ones, plus the $20 bonus if it take you a second. Just take a selfie of yourself.
That's right.
I mean, and if you're at somebody else's house and do it, I probably won't even know. But I know you're honest and won't
well,
do that.
And Larry's, for instance, he had the banner that said Showcase Parade Homes on the outside.
Listen, people, we're not going to do a lie detector test on you. Now, later today at 5:30, we have El Toro. The El Toros will go at 5:30 at GhostStever.com. We got a bunch of those $30 vouchers for you to use within, I think we might give you a few more than 7 days because it's a Monday through Thursday offer only on the Neal Street location. So you'll have a limited time, maybe a week, maybe a couple more days to get a couple of Monday through Thursdays in there. So you use that at El Toro Neal Street. And again, you'll need to get a little feedback. And El Toro's getting some great feedback. People really like that Mexican restaurant. So that's 5:30 at GhostStever.com. You have to be registered and have a password, and once you're there, 5:30 sharp, you push view offers, then you hit accept, and then you got it. You're done, and you can go eat at El Toro. I'll give you $30. Simple stuff. You got to go to GhostStever.com, because growing up, when I said some of those wild ideas I have all the time, my kids, particularly, I think it's Christian. Easy, Stever. Just like that.
I love it.
I used to laugh. And so the program's called Stever because it is a bit out there where I essentially pay you to shop and eat.
It's turned into a pretty good idea.
Well, there's a lot of people involved now. So if you are interested, go Stever.com. All your details are right there. Break for the news and coming back. So glad you're listening. We gave away a free roof last hour. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know, $8,000 or something. How's that feel? Retired policeman Gary Eaton, selfless, I guess.
That's
is
right.
Way to describe
him. The type
him.
Of guy who always helped others.
Yep.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting ChampaignOutdoors.com/travel.
All right. Glad you're along. If you want to take advantage of Showcase of Home tickets, again, text in Showcase. Four free tickets. It's $5 each, $20 value. Take a picture of yourself while you're at the Showcase Parade of Homes, and I give you $20 on top of all that. All right, 359-2255. Text in Showcase right now to get those. We'll be right back. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats meet this afternoon, and more say they're leaning toward impeachment if it turns out President Trump held up military aid to Ukraine as leverage to have Joe Biden investigated there. Hawaii Democrat Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox, though, she's still not down with impeachment.
I think it's important to defeat Donald Trump. That's why I'm running for president. But I think it's the American people who need to make their voices heard in making that decision.
The president denies demanding a Biden investigation as a condition for that aid to Ukraine. The United Kingdom Supreme Court rules unanimously that it was illegal for Prime Minister Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament.
Because it had the effect of frustrating or preventing the ability of Parliament to carry out its constitutional functions without reasonable justification.
Supreme Court President Brenda Hale, Prime Minister Johnson says no matter what lawmakers do, the UK is leaving the European Union by Halloween. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois lawmakers are set to consider a ban on most flavored vaping products. Democratic State Rep Deb Conroy is sponsoring legislation that would ban all vaping flavors except menthol. WGN says Governor J.B. Pritzker says he supports banning flavored vaping products. Police are searching for two suspects in connection to burglaries at a Champaign phone store. In all, the loss of merchandise was valued at more than $7,600. One incident occurred at the T-Mobile store at 2504 North Prospect Avenue C. On July 11th at about 1 a.m., a man allegedly smashed the front glass door of the store, went in, took numerous cell phones, and got away. The next day, a second burglary took place at the same T-Mobile store, and in that case, two men entered, looked at phones, and each left carrying a phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 80, low 61. More clouds in the morning and a slight chance of precipitation tomorrow, high 80. Sunshine by afternoon, down to 55 in the evening. Partly cloudy and pleasant on Thursday with a high 74, low 54. Could see some rain early on Friday with a high 81 as we wrap up the week. Morning rain in the forecast Saturday with a high 79. Let's hope that phases out, though. I've got the walk to defeat ALS at Dodds Park, where I'll be out there between 8:30 and 12:30. Give me a high five. Say you listen to the show. I've got some packages to hand out to some of my favorite listeners. 62 now on ESPN 93.5.
That's awesome. What do you have? Maybe little, I should come out and high five.
Little bags with our station logos on the front.
Oh, goodies inside. Okay, good.
I was looking over these Emmys ratings, Stevie. 6.9 viewers. I mean, it's in single
digits. 6.9
million viewers.
That's not very many. Wow. Okay, so
that low. It's a record low. It's usually at least double digits.
Don't tell me. 6.9 for the Emmys, that's TV, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That was Sunday evening.
I don't think anybody's watching as much. I mean, back in the day, now this is going to make me sound 90, but when there was like Mary Tyler Moore and MASH.
Right.
That's when they had three networks.
Really good writing, really good cast.
It was just watched. I mean, do you know how many people watched the final episode of MASH in 1981? 110 million.
Wow.
We had 6.9 million watch the Emmys. They all got dressed up. They all bought the expensive dresses. They all, you know,
There was no host this year. They followed the Oscars, so they feel like maybe that could have been a factor. But really,
Sunday Night Football is the factor.
And
it got too political, and it turned off a whole lot of people.
Agree.
Because people, you know, just they want a little bit of a break. Jim Gaffigan, who's coming October 17, I'm really fired up to see him. Politically, I have no idea. Chances are he's liberal. I don't care. He's funny. And I'm not going to go hear a bunch of Trump jokes. I mean, late night TV isn't. Can you imagine Johnny Carson? I mean, they poke fun at everybody. But now it's just one-sided, vitriol, hateful.
Yep.
I mean, this Donald Trump impeachment? Really?
Is there something there that would have some teeth? I don't
There's
get
nothing
why people...
at all. They can't stand him. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying he's my favorite of all time, but
right.
I'm saying I've got no choice.
That's right. He's our president. He's guiding our country.
He's my choice, but as far as voting at this point, I'm afraid of the AOC crowd. They are going a completely different Venezuela way. Mm-hmm. I don't want all that.
I know it.
I don't have any other choice. It's Donald Trump or the AOCs. I don't want that. It's not like he's not a guy that I would run up and down and say, Yahoo, my favorite president of all time.
Right.
But he is my president. I do respect the office of the presidency. There are some very nice things going on economically for the country. If you work for somebody, you have a choice to leave anytime you want. That's how, if you have any capabilities at all, you can go get a better job for a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how hot the job market is right now. That's a good thing. But if you listen to the Democrats, evil Donald Trump has to be impeached because he's an awful man. He's a Nazi. It's ridiculous. Everybody needs to calm down. Again, he pokes the bear. I don't like all his tweets. But he has been under constant attack since he took office, and it's ridiculous.
Well, back to the Emmys on Sunday night. Game of Thrones was the big winner, and the drama series Fleabag
Never heard of that? Game of Thrones isn't even on the air anymore, is it?
I know.
I don't know, man. I don't know,
so,
people.
That's what we've got.
Well, it just has changed so much because a lot of what's on you can't get
right.
because you don't subscribe.
Exactly.
So if you don't subscribe to Netflix or HBO, you're missing out.
That's
right?
where I'm at.
Okay.
So
what about Channel 3? Okay, now we get Channel 3
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Everybody's happy. 8:38.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The week four My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Monticello quarterback Nick Tackles. The Sage threw for 4 touchdowns and ran for another in Monticello's 44-6 win over the Rantoul Eagles. Tackles refused to get tackled as he rushed for 80 yards on 14 carries. Nick also passed for 149 yards on only 11 passes. This is one of the most efficient performances by a player in East Central Illinois. Tackles was quoted saying, quote, "We had a really good week of practice. We're getting a lot of timing stuff down. We're just coming together really well. It's exciting to see what our potential could be," end of quote. The huge performance for the quarterback helped the Monticello Sages gain a 3-1 record on the year. The Sages host the 1-3 Bloomington Central Catholic Saints on Friday night. Congrats to Monticello quarterback Nick Tackles on winning the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank, State Farm agent Joe Stovall, Claire's Automotive, and Rocket Motors.
This is a Scots Yard.
Yeah, Donald Trump has arrived at United Nations. I mean, you know, there's entourages and there's entourages. The president of the free world has an entourage.
Oh, yeah.
He has got so many people around him. He and his lovely wife, Melania.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking in. One thing Donald Trump does not hesitate to do, talk to the microphones.
That's right.
Every time he's talking to the gaggle of reporters.
Exactly.
So you've got that. Anyway, just arrived there. And but there are. I'm always fascinated by the logistics of the Secret Service
mm-hmm.
and how they do this and who's where and the positioning. Because he just walks in a door. Everybody else has done the which door. Everything is planned out. They're checking the buildings around. I mean, it's just unbelievable detail. Okay, 42. We had a text from Gary Eaton, who won our free roof from Freedom Roofing. Retired police officer, Champaign Police, 25 years. Gary Eaton won, and he texts back saying, what?
Well, he wanted to give his wife a little more credit. So her name, I think, is C. A wonderful wife, a great mother, always puts family first. And I want to make sure she's acknowledged. Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah, this is one of those guys, you know. He's not thinking about him very much.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, when we gave him a free roof that might be $10,000, I'm not sure it'll be up there. He said, I was trying to think of somebody who might need it more.
Exactly.
That's who we're talking
yep.
about. And we all know those folks.
Exactly.
And they're just special. So Gary Eaton wins from Freedom Roofing. Thank you to Kurt Kaiser and the great company for giving out a free roof.
September may be a busy month, but there's always time for Game Day spirit. The team at Game Day, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are excited to welcome new and returning students back to school at the University of Illinois. Students, listen up. If you want the real thing, the official gear of the Fighting Illini, there's only one place to shop this school year. It's Game Day spirit. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com or in-store at Neil and Kirby in Champaign or on Green Street in Campus Town. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. Yeah, Donald Trump is responding to questions about Ukraine. He said it's ridiculous. No president has ever gone through this. He said, I hope you see the transcript. You'll see it was a great call. And then when we found out that the whistleblower who said, you know, he made a treason, he didn't even hear it. He heard about it. How do you give credence to the second hand?
I don't know.
That is, I was shocked. It was like, oh, well, in that case, I don't believe anything. Anyway.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation.
I did not want to do that.
Do-over.
Okay. Yeah.
Rewind.
Well, I meant to do this.
Let's
check your sports headlines now. Diane Ducey and the Cardinals win again.
All right. St. Louis up 9-7 over Arizona. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Chase Field, the Cardinals scored two in the first, two in the third, two in the fifth, one in the eighth, and two in the ninth inning, and had to hold on to beat the Diamondbacks 9-7. But, Ricky, in doing so, the Cardinals have won 90 games.
It wasn't an easy victory for the Cardinals. They needed a lot of offense. Four home runs, including a two-run shot by Paul Goldschmidt, who was celebrated last night in Arizona. Now the Cardinals have to keep pushing as the Brewers are still just 3.5 games back.
Adam Wainwright improved to 14-9, but it wasn't easy getting through the fifth inning.
He wasn't sharp. He just really lost it in the fifth, but good bullpen helped. The Cardinals bent a little bit in the ninth, but Martinez picked up the save.
And the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks by a final of 9-7. Game two in the series tonight, Jack Flaherty against Mike Leake on the air at 7:45.
Cubs back in action as they're in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. We need to win these last, every game.
There's six left.
Okay.
And go Cincinnati, go Philadelphia. Yes. Phillies play Nationals.
Because we need Milwaukee to be beat by the Cincinnati Reds.
And the Reds can do it. Come on.
Yep. Chicago White Sox will host Cleveland. Bears over Washington, that final 31-15. Four turnovers in the game. Mitchell Trubisky did pretty well. 25-31 for 231 yards. Another story that's trending and of interest, I suppose, of us because of Bill Self's past at the U of I, but University of Kansas lack of institutional control as the notice of allegations came down the pipe from the NCAA against the University of Kansas. Three level one violations listed. They'll have 90 days to look over things and respond accordingly. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
We'll check your weather. That'll be coming up next. I got a couple minutes. Jim Gaffigan, State Farm Center, October 17.
Fall. People love fall.
It's my favorite season.
It's not a competition. My favorite season that I'm voting for in America's next top season is fall. People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, the foliage! Let's drive by the foliage! It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. They're so pretty right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Give me chlorophyll! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? You monsters! You're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire. The poor leaves, all they know is spring and summer. And then in October, they're like, where's everyone going? Early in November, you always see a couple leaves hanging on. They're like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through winter. Me and my buddy Carl, right, Carl? Carl. The pine trees, they must resent the attention the leaves get.
Stupid leaves. Everyone's driving by looking at the pretty leaves. I didn't bother to get to know them. After a couple months, they're dead. Come December, you'd be climbing a ladder, stick a star on my head.
It's just good
That's
stuff.
A great bit to play since it was the first day of autumn yesterday.
There, we knew that. That's why I picked that
one. Of course, Stevie.
Everything is planned perfectly. Anyway, October 17, Jim Gaffigan. It'll be funny. It's just real life stuff, and it's no blue humor, which is fairly unique, I think, in the comedy world, and he just. And he has five kids, a wife and five kids.
He makes comments about that a lot, too.
And he talks about McDonald's
exactly.
And all of that. So I presume he's always got to write new material because people
all
hear
stuff that he can relate to and you can relate
exactly.
to. And his wife and him are a team writing all these comedy bits.
All right. Talk tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Yes.
Have a great Tuesday.
Hi.